Here on 981 2NM, Vixens of Fall, another great Australian band made up of sisters Nina, Ren and Annalise, have a new single out. It's called Scout's Honour. Let's have a listen.
I promise Scout's Honour, there's nothing I wouldn't do. Like a four-leaf clover, I'll be watching over like a lucky charm.
That's Vixens of Fall and Scout's Honour. And Nina joins us to have a chat about it this morning. How are we doing, Nina?
I'm so well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Tell us a little bit about the song, first of all. What's it all about?
It's all about my little daughter. My little daughter, Scarlett, whose nickname is Scout. And, she's just a little bundle of love and affection and joy. And it's about her.
How old is young Scout?
She is 7 weeks, so she's still fresh. and she's definitely got everyone wrapped around her little fingers, that's for sure.
So is this a song that was written while she was still well and truly ensconced, or as soon as she appeared in the world? How did that all come about?
Well, it was while she was still cooking. Well, Gina Jeffries has taken us under her wing, and we're very, very lucky to have her as a mentor. And when I informed her that I was with child, I told her the name that I was thinking that I wanted to call her, and I kind of actually really had it set in stone, let's be real.
Yeah.
And one day she was out walking, and she had an epiphany, a moment, and she came up with the idea of Scout's Honour. And we were on a Zoom catch-up, and she started singing, trying to sing the song, and she couldn't finish it because she started crying, and then we all started crying, and it was just a big emotional.
That must have been fun.
Moment. Oh yeah, it was fantastic. And then when we actually went to Terrigal to record it, I was 9 months pregnant. For those out there who are thinking that they're going to record a song at 9 months pregnant, I say think again. It was a little bit difficult to breathe, but that's okay. We got through it.
Yeah, it must be difficult when you're trying to get full lung capacity and there's literally a heel sticking into the back of your lungs there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I found it incredibly hard, but we got through it. So that was A-okay. but also the emotional part was a little bit extra as well. And I cried a few times when I was recording it. So it all happened while she was still baking away. And then it came out when she was 2 weeks old. And here we are today.
So Vixens of Fall, it's yourself and your two sisters. Where did you get your musical influence from? How did you all come together to form this band?
Well, we were born, obviously.
Yeah, a good start.
but it wasn't until 6 years ago that we decided that we were going to actually form a band. All of our lives we've been singing with our dad. He plays guitar and he's actually in our band as well, which is pretty fun. Yeah. Every morning before school, we'd get up, we'd go and make mum and dad coffee, and then we'd sit on the end of their bed. So the coffee was kind of a bribe to get dad to play before we had to go to school. And we just would sing along with all of the songs that he would play. So there's like Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles was a big, big influence. And just anything that dad would listen to, really, the classic rock.
So, Nina, how does it work with your dad in the band? And, of course, you know, the rest of it is made up of yourself and your sisters. You know, once upon a time, if you guys were arguing, you would go to dad to sort it out. Do you now go to the guitarist if somebody's not harmonising properly, that sort of thing?
Pretty much. We also look at each other and we kind of try to figure it out ourselves, because we try not to fight anymore because, you know, we are adults now. And we try to fix things with wine and coffee. So.
You're still sisters. You'll always be sisters.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's pretty special being sisters and in a band together, because, you know, if you do get upset with each other, we kind of just get over it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really hold grudges against each other. We're very, very close, and we just love each other so much.
Well, it's a lovely single, and it's also a lovely reason for why it's out there. Nina from Vixens of Fall, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.